Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings. You are now in tune with the Talking Reggae Podcast. As always, I am Jay of Street Level Uprising. Good to be back with you, and good to be back with my bud, Pat Monahan. Pat's got a few things going on, just as he did when we talked a couple years ago. Pat is a DJ at WSLR in Sarasota, Florida. He's got a show called Music with a Purpose, and he's got a band called Soul Purpose. This is great. Pat Monahan, welcome back, man. How are you, bud?
Thanks, Dave. So glad to be back, man. I'm really excited to talk to you again, and happy to be here.
Awesome, man. Awesome. And Pat and I also are going to talk today about a festival that's coming up not too far from about halfway between each of us in Port Charlotte, Florida. And Pat, I'm just going to let you roll with it, brother. Tell us why you're here today on the Talking Reggae Podcast.
Okay, well, so we're talking about the Flow Fest, which is coming up on April 22nd. It's going to be at the Port Charlotte Fairgrounds. This will be the third or fourth Flow Fest we've done annually. We have two festivals a year. We do the Flow Fest in April, and then in November, we do the Canna Feast. The Flow Fest is geared towards more local Florida bands, and I'm so excited to have Street Level Uprising there. It all kind of mixes into my reggae story. Like 2 years ago when we spoke, my band had just started, and I had just realized what a power I had in the microphone with my radio station. And I started to respect it more and treat it for the incredible honor that it is to have a radio show and spread it with all my friends. You know, that's the key. And beautiful things blossom. This festival being one of them. My friend Brian Bono, he contacted me and was just looking for a band to hire. And I quickly made a deal with him so Soul Purpose could play. But then we, you know, now I'm in charge of contacting all the bands and talent for Potluck SRQ, which, like I said, has two festivals. He's actually starting a third festival right now, but it's going to be a DJ festival, but it'll still be cool. So lots of stuff going on with the festival. I've had the last Canna Feast. We hosted K-Bong and Johnny Cosmic from Stick Figure. The Canna Feast coming up, we're going to have Cashed Out again. And the Flow Fest coming up, we have Nostalgia, Street Level Uprising, Indigo Eye, which is a really great up-and-coming band. I don't know if you've heard of them. Pressure Dem, a ska band. Ichronic, a nice reggae band from St. Pete. Ichronic, if anybody went to Reggae Rise Up this year, when they were walking out and went past the park there, in the corner set up was Ichronic. They didn't get a gig at Reggae Rise Up, but so they just made their own gig in the park as everybody was leaving. So, you know, that's the kind of hustle I love, man. So that's you know, one of the many reasons why I'm going to have Ichronic there.
That's the kind of hustle that you have to have. It's great to see bands doing that.
Yeah. I mean, they have the passion.
Yeah.
I'm down with helping anybody that has the passion like I have the passion.
Yeah, and it's good to see, too. You know, it's like you can't be a prima donna about it. Like, you got to be ready to do whatever it takes and be able to get out there and just play for people. And so I respect that as well when I see bands doing that, because I know they're hungry, and I know that they're humble enough to do things like that. They're down to earth enough to say, we're just going to be out here playing among the people, you know, like that's, so it's a beautiful thing to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they had the tip bucket out and they might have made a dollar or two, but I doubt it was too substantial. But that didn't obviously didn't matter to them. And I've seen them actually doing that sort of thing several times. That's kind of how I met them. I met them. I was handing them a flyer and they said, OK, here, I'll hand you a flyer right back.
So catch me up with Soul Purpose, man. What have you guys been up to?
So guess what? I when we talked before, I had a drummer, but it was I was going through drummers. So I couldn't find a drummer. And I believe when we talked before, I did talk about having Gary Dredd come and perform with us at one of the early festivals, the 420 festival. I don't know if you see that. I had Dredd come and perform with us, and it was another life lesson that I learned. And the lesson was, when you have an opportunity to ask the question, ask the question. No is not the end of the world, but if you don't ask the question, it's a dang sure no.
Yeah.
It's a solid no if you ask. So I asked Gary to come play. He came and played with us. It was amazing. Through some other people, I happened to meet Kevin Officer from Stick Figure, and I needed a drummer for a gig. So I called Kevin Officer from Stick Figure. Hey, you want to come gig with my band? Sure. So for the last 2 years plus, Kevin Officer has been my drummer in Soul Purpose for whenever Scott doesn't need him. But another cool thing is Kevin just started a new band called Algorithm. He started it with Trevor from Soja and Kyle from a band called Three-Legged Fox. It's just a three-piece band, but they're going to be great. They got a single out now. Everybody should check it out.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
So that really locked down the drumming spot for me. Now, yin and yang of life, everybody, I have Kevin Officer most gigs. But sometimes if I want to do a gig, I have to find somebody sub for him. And that's not very easy. He's really good.
Yeah.
So, yin and yang there. But I also have the pleasure of having Mr. Cody Moore from the Hip Abduction on saxophone on most gigs. And he arranges all my horn arrangements and has been a big, big help. And is amazing, an amazing musician. I love the Hip Abduction. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right, man. You know, that's a great life lesson. You never know unless you ask. Like, my daughter always asks for all kinds of stuff, and then she says, you know, hey, it costs me nothing to ask. So, like, that's a great philosophy. The worst thing that happens is somebody saying no. And yet drummers are always, it seems to always be a trouble with drummers to try to, like, you know, find the right person and find people who are available. You know, my band is on the, you know, usually whatever region we're playing with right now is how we try to, because our main drummer, Nate, back in Kansas, he's not doing a lot of touring right now. He can't really travel right now. So if we're in that region, right, it's cool. But, you know, when we're in Florida, we use, you know, this person. Actually, we have Anthony from Soul Tribe is going to fly in to play this show with us. So that's really cool. Shout out to Anthony. And, you know, if we're in some other region, we usually get, you know, find a drummer in that region to come play with us. So, you know, you got to be flexible, just like what we were saying about hustling and all that stuff. It's like, you also have to be flexible. And it's like, there's so many bands that if one guy can't make it, it's like, oh, well, there goes the tour, there goes the festival. It's like, I mean, get a sub. You keep going. You always, we were talking about that this morning on your show, man, right? Always keep going. You have to keep moving forward, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, opportunities come few and far between, you know. Sometimes, you know, they can cut. You know, right now, I'm blessed. They're coming thick, you know. But believe me, I know that there's a, you know, they won't always be there, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
especially if you back out of opportunities, you know, that's just a bad look. You know, you take the opportunities that are given.
Yeah.
And my goal is to be at Reggae Rise of next year, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm for this year. I'm in the studio. We're doing 9 new songs.
Nice.
I've got these incredible musicians in the studio with me. we'll see what happens. You know, I this is just who I am and what I do. I love it. If good things happen, that'll be great. If nothing happens and I just keep gigging around town, that'll be cool too.
Yeah, man. Just don't stop. That's the whole secret. Just don't stop. Just keep going.
The guy who set the precedent in my band for having superstars in my band is my guitar player, Mr. Richie Kicklider. He's a living legend. He's in his early 70s. And, you know, he still shows up at every gig, drags his own amplifier up on stage and pulls the strings off of that guitar.
Yeah.
And I love him dearly. It's a blessing to have him.
So you are the host of a radio show, which is super awesome. Not everybody can say that they get to do that. That must be just a whole lot of fun. But I want to talk about your show. It's Music with a Purpose. And that so right away you tune into your show, you know this is not just your average radio show of a guy spinning whatever he wants to. So let's dive into that, man. Tell me all about that.
Starts with the station itself. WSLR is a very special station. It's a community station that's not owned by anyone at this point. It's been sold to a board of directors that are elected by the members, and it's its own entity. There's a venue connected to it, and I'm looking forward to doing some shows there at some point too. But for starters, it's just a really cool, the radio station is run nearly, if not completely, but nearly off of solar panels. So, it's very forward-thinking, positive group of people. To have a show there is a huge, huge honor. It just kind of fell in my lap, and I was smart enough not to say no. I didn't really want to be a DJ, but, now I do it, and I love every second of it. And my goal is to mostly play reggae bands from Florida that don't get exposure. So reggae bands from Florida, if you're listening, link up, send me, some stuff. Don't send me stuff with cuss words in it, y'all. Don't do that to me.
It's terrestrial radio, man. We can't, it's radio. It's not streaming. It's radio, although you do stream it, you stream the show, but
Yep. But I really love doing it. It's an honor. And I think I've been doing it, probably nearly 10 years at this point. But I don't plan to stop anytime soon, and it was because I was doing the radio show that I was aware enough to see the opportunity when a gentleman called me to hire me to play at a festival that was just starting. And we've done nearly 7 or 8 festivals together now. Well, the best one, the one that Gary Dredd was at, we had 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. Almost all the other ones, we've had nearly 2,500. So, that's kind of what I expect for the festival at the Flow Fest. It's interesting, though, because it's a marijuana wellness festival. It's with the reggae concert on the side. So at no point have I seen 2,500 people in front of the stage. There's 75 vendors there and of all kinds of stuff. There's, some of the dispensaries will be there, but people who cook with CBD and cannabis, and it's everything to do with marijuana. You'll find it at the Flow Fest. The show starts at noon, goes to about 8:39. This year we're doing something different. Before noon, starting at 10, there's going to be a car show, a classic car show. And I believe there's some prizes to be won, if not at least just some bragging rights. But if you're into classic cars, you want to roll your hot rod out there and show it off, that's going on. But there's always fun stuff going on. This year we're having two stages. Anybody that's been to Reggae Rise Up will know that they have the Sugar Shack side stage there. I'm a big fan of Sugar Shack. And I'm a huge fan of Reggae Rise Up. Reggae Rise Up kind of opened doors for me big time, you know, and that's why it's really important for me to make it there next year. This, you know, next year I'm going to be there. But I try to do what they do. So I'm having a second stage that is smaller, and I'm attempting to have it fully videoed by a team similar to the Sugar Shack. I didn't quite make it this year through sponsoring, but we will be videotaping and recording the smaller stage. And on that small stage, I have a guy headlining called, his name is Greg Roy. He's super good. I don't know if you've ever heard from him. He's kind of part-time from Massachusetts, I think. When it's too hot down here, he goes up there. But I'm really looking forward to the Flow Fest. It's going to be a great, great time. I'm super honored to have Street Level there. And it's definitely going to be fun.
I'm super honored that you asked us there, man. I appreciate it. You know, like I was telling you before, like Street Level hasn't played, you know, we're just now getting into Florida now that I live back down here again. So it was really cool to invite us out, man. I appreciate it. And we're going to have a lot of fun, man. It's going to be cool seeing you in person in a couple of weeks and hanging out and just having a time of what I'm sure will be a beautiful day in the sun, you know?
Yeah. It's all about lifting each other up, man. I see this reggae community. That's the way I try to respond. I don't expect return from anybody, but it's sure nice when I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, it's about respect. I love the way that you put it, the festival. It's a wellness festival. That we need more of those. We need more of, you know, it's music, but it's not just music. There's the sense of community at festivals and at reggae festivals especially is always very strong. It's great to take it that step further and say, yo, like, this is a wellness festival. You know, this is cannabis and reggae, and it's all this wellness festival.
Yep, and the vibes there are, you know, second to none. It's a beautiful day of smiling people having a good time. But there's more to explain on that, why I called it Wellness Festival. Brian is a vet, and this entire festival is geared towards trying to break the stigma of even just having the conversation of being a marijuana user. I mean, it's totally legal in like over 20, I don't even know how many states now. And it's legal medically in Florida. So if you have a card holder, it's not, you know, what we're trying to do is break that stigma. People shouldn't be ashamed, embarrassed, or shunned not to use this amazing plant that helps so many people and has for so long. You know, the Rasta men have been telling us this for how long? And, you know, some people were just like, oh, that's nice. It's a song. You know, they're just Rasta men getting high. No, what they're saying is real. What they're saying is actually real. It is the healing of the nation.
The nations. Absolutely, man.
If a veteran comes home after serving his country, and he wants to use marijuana, should he have to feel ashamed about it and hide? I'm sorry. No. If anybody, a teacher, a school teacher, a kindergarten school teacher, been at the school all day dealing with our beautiful children, you know, and being worried about the crazy crap going on, you know, if they want to go have a whatever, they deserve that right. That's what this festival is about. Breaking that down, you know, we want everybody just to enjoy themselves and have their medicine.
Yeah, right on, man. Well, it's funny because the cannabis prohibition movement is so wrapped up with so many ugly things, wrapped in racism and wrapped in, and now these days carried over to being wrapped in like anti-mental health or pro-pharmaceutical or whatever you want to call it. It's like there's all these dirty things that have fought against it for decades.
Yeah. So one of the new songs I'm working on is called Try Some Marijuana. And it makes some of those same points you just made. I can't wait for you to hear it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's really cool, man. I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, new music from you guys, man. It's really cool. I'm really looking forward to this festival, and I appreciate you coming back on here to talk about it. So you're working on new stuff with Soul Purpose. Do you guys have any shows coming up that we should be on the lookout for?
Have a few that are coming up. This weekend we're in St. Pete at what's called Safety Harbor at a place called the Barfly. We won't have Kevin with us this week though, because he's got to go play Coachella.
I suppose that's an acceptable excuse.
Yeah, how do I argue with the guy? I got a really good sub though, a really good sub, solid sub.
Nice.
Then the next weekend we're going to be playing a food truck rally here in Sarasota with Cloud Nine Vibes, band out of Jacksonville. Have you heard of them?
Oh yeah, yeah, I know Cloud Nine Vibes. Yeah, yeah.
They're
doing real well. Good band. They're a good band.
I got to meet their young new bass player Zach, and he's super cool and really excited. And they got a solid team locked in now. I think they're really about to make some strong moves.
Yeah, right on.
And so then on May 13th, we're going to be in St. Pete again at Vinoy Park. playing something called the Taco and Tequila Fest. And we will be opening up for Resonated, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, cool. Very cool. Nice.
Plus, man. I got more and more. I got some gigs further out, but, you know, that's just an example of the wonderful things that are happening to me right now.
That's awesome, man. I'm happy for you.
It's a set. Two horns, and I got my four main guys and me, and boy am I lucky. We got so anybody that's interested can go check us out at any of the places you find music, but you have to type in the Roman numeral 4 after Soul Purpose. There's lots of Soul Purposes out there. If you type in just Soul Purpose, you're probably going to find this nice religious band. That's not us. So type in Soul Purpose, capital I, capital V. We got two songs out there you can check out, and we're going to have many, much more. If you go on YouTube, actually, you can see the Try Some Marijuana song. There's a good version of Try Some Marijuana at the Cannafest when we were opening up for K-Bong and Johnny.
Oh, nice.
So jump on YouTube and check that out. Thanks a lot, man, for having me. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, sure, man. So where can people go to see all the fine details about Flow Fest?
So where you would go is PotluckSRQ. PotluckSRQ. That's the entity that puts on the festivals. And there's a ton of information out there about it. And it's going to be awesome.
Right on, man. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to you know, playing back in Florida again.
The PA system will be bringing 8 22-inch subwoofers. Boom.
I'm sure our bassy will appreciate that, as you would in your situation as well. You would appreciate.
Bass.
I love it, man. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to play that festival. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you coming back on and sharing all this with us. Pat Monahan of Soul Purpose Four, Roman numeral 4. Pat Monahan of Music with a Purpose on WSLR Radio. And you can listen from anywhere, WSLR.org, right?
Yep.
So there you go. Pat, thanks so much for being on the Talking Reggae podcast, man. I appreciate it.
Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, man. I'll see you soon, man. One love.
See you, man.